We'll now have our scripture reading for today. And today's passage is from the book of Judges, chapter 11, verses 1 to 3 and 29 to 40.
我今天的經文是詩記的第11章1至3節和29至40節。
We'll first read this responsively in English and then in Cantonese.
我先用英文去讀，然後中文讀出。
Judges chapter 11, verse 1. Now Jephthah of Gilead was a great warrior. He was the son of Gilead, but his mother was a prostitute. Gilead's wife also had several sons. When his half-brothers grew up, they chased Jephthah off the land. "Do not get any of our father's inheritance," they said, "for you are the son of Tob." So Jephthah fled from his brothers and lived in the land of Tob. So he had a band of worthless rebels following him. The Spirit of the Lord came upon Jephthah, and he went throughout the land of Gilead and Manasseh, including Mizpah in Gilead. And from there he led an army against the Ammonites. And Jephthah made a vow to the Lord. He said, "If you give me victory over the Ammonites, I will give to the Lord whatever comes out of my house to meet when I return in triumph. I will sacrifice it as a burnt offering." So Jephthah led his army against the Ammonites, and the Lord gave him victory. He crushed the Ammonites, devastating about 20 towns from Aroer to an area of Minith, and as far away as Abel Keramim. In this way, Israel defeated the Ammonites. When Jephthah returned home to Mizpah, his daughter came out to meet him, playing on a tambourine and dancing for joy. She was his one and only child. He had no other sons or daughters. He tore his clothes in anger. "Oh, my daughter," he cried out, "you have completely destroyed me. You brought disaster on me, for I have made a vow to the Lord, and I cannot take it back." And she said, "Father, if you have made a vow to the Lord, you must do it to me what you have vowed. For the Lord has given you a great victory over your enemies, the Ammonites. But first, let me do this one thing. Let me go up and roam in the hills and weep with my friends for 2 months, because I will die a virgin." "You may go," Jephthah said, and he sent her away for 2 months. She and her friends went into the hills and wept because she would never have children. When she returned home, her father kept vow he made, and she died a virgin. So it has become a custom in Israel for young Israelites women to go away for 4 days each year to lament on the fate of Jephthah's daughter.
Okay, 我用廣東話一起讀，是詩記第十一章1至3和29至24節。基列人，一起讀我哋。基列人耶弗他是個大能的勇士，是基女的兒子。耶弗他是基列所生的。基列的妻也生了幾個兒子，他妻所生的兒子長大了。 就趕著耶弗他，說：你不可在我們父家承受產業，因為你是妓女的兒子。耶弗他就逃避他的弟兄，去住在俄伯利巴，有些土在那裡聚集，與他一同出入。耶和華的靈降在耶弗他身上，他就經過基列和瑪拿西，來到基列的米斯巴。 又從米斯巴來到亞門人那裡。耶弗他就向耶和華許願說：你若將亞門人交在我手中，我從亞門人那裡平平安安回來的時候，無論什麼人先從我家裡出門迎接我，就必歸你，我也必將他獻上為燔祭。於是耶弗他往亞門人那裡去，與他們爭戰。 耶和華將他們交在他手中，他就大大殺敗他們，從阿羅爾到米羅，直到阿比勒基拉明，攻取了20座城。這樣亞門人就被以色列人制服了。耶弗他回米斯巴到自己的家，不料那兒女拿著鼓跳舞出來迎接他，是他獨生的，此外無兒無女。 耶弗他看见他，就撕裂衣服，说：“哀哉，我的儿女啊，你使我甚是受苦，叫我再难了。” 因为我已经向耶和华开口许愿，不能挽回。他儿女回答说：父啊，你既向耶和华开口，就当照你口中所说向我所行。然耶和华已经在仇敌亚扪人身上为你报仇。又对父亲说：有一件事求你允许，同我去两个月，与同伴在山上，好哀哭我终为处女。以耶弗他说：你去吧。就容他去了两个月，他便和同伴去了，在山上为他终为处女哀哭。两个月满，他回来父亲那里，父亲就照所许的愿向他行了。儿女终身没有亲近男子。之后以色列中有个规矩，每年以色列的儿女去了基列人耶弗他的女儿哀哭四天。
May God bless the reader and hear his word.
祝福读嘅人听佢话语人。
Reverend Wilson Chang will preach this morning, and his message is Jephthah's vow to God.
今日节目先话嘅正道题目系耶弗他向神许愿。
Over the last several months, we've been looking at the book of Judges.
过去个几个星期，我哋已经系睇个士师记。
And don't let the name fool you. Judge means deliverer, means savior.
一士师唔好俾个名去呃咗，士师即系话系神带嚟俾一个拯救。
We pointed out earlier in the series that when we hear the word judge, we think of a courtroom.
当我哋听到呢个话士师或者话一个官嘅时候，我哋中文嚟听嚟讲就好似一个法官。
But judges in the Bible is referring to God raising up a military leader to lead Israel out of its rebellious state.
但系喺圣经嚟讲，嘅士师意思即系话就系当时系神系掀起一个军队中嘅将士去带领呢班以色列人。
And so, if you're familiar with this book, you've seen a downward spiral, not only with the people of God declining spiritually, but also in these military leaders, these judges.
我当我睇到呢个士师记嘅时候，亦都睇到好多次嘅喺度唔同嘅士师一次嘅一次嘅去嘅低落，点样去背叛神。
And this creates a tension, as we discussed in Sunday school already, a tension throughout the entire book of Judges.
就系呢人当时人嘅叛逆，就系产生咗一种嘅张力，就系我哋要去睇啦。
Just for the sake of those of you who weren't in Sunday school, let me just briefly state.Simply, the tension is this. God has vowed to be, to deliver his people, to always be there for his people.
就是神说他已经许愿，就是说神已经是说他会是几时几刻都会同以色列人同在。
Yet his people are rejecting him. His people are rebelling against him. His people don't want to follow him.
但是当时以色列人就是他们叛逆，他们不想跟神一起，他们不想听神的话。
And so this puts God in a dilemma. On the one hand, he's vowed, he takes his vow seriously. He's promised to stay and to keep his people.
所以就说产生一个张力，一个问题就是神已经应许了，神说他会去照顾这班的人。
Yet his people continue to be rebellious and worship other.God.
但一次又一次的当时的人，他们去叛逆，他们不听神的话，去拜其他的神。
And so we come to the story of Jephthah, a sad story, a tragic story.
所以我们今天去看一个耶弗他一个悲惨的故事。
And I'd like to touch again, because this is a sermon, I have to streamline it to one theme, one point. I'd like to focus on how Jephthah.And his tragic story. What deeper lesson is here for us?
但今日嘅时间嘅关系，我哋咧会系着重嘅去睇一个嘅关键，就系喺耶弗他依发生嘅咩事，我哋有乜嘢我能够学到。
And it's this: we are far more affected by our culture, our society, the way our world works than we think.
就我哋要学一啲嘅乜嘢，就系话我哋人其实俾我哋周围嘅文化、我哋嘅社会影响我哋系几咁多。其实
I know maybe you've read interpretations of the story, and that's why we were late today in the out there. I was discussing with Ken because he was trying to figure out how, as a translator, how do I do this?
我先同牧師講，我哋中文同英文嘅解法係可能有些少唔同。
I was trying to help Ken because when we say culture, we think, oh, yeah, like you know, my family, Chinese culture.
當我哋講到話文化嘅時候，我哋中文去睇就話文化係一種，譬如話一個觀念，係譬如話我哋中國人一種嘅觀念。
You know what a collective people do, or you know what are our traditional ways of life.
或者文化即係話，即係傳統嚟講，一班嘅人係做一啲咩嘢嘢。
But I was trying to explain to Ken, who's got an important job today, right? I was trying to explain to him, culture in the Bible is broader.
但其實在聖經來說，牧師是解釋給我知道，那些文化是什麼意思呢？在聖經來說，其實更加大的意思。
It's related to being image bearers of God, Genesis 1, 28 and following.
文化就是說，在聖經裡面說，在創世記裡面說，其實代表了人就是神的樣式。
So, for example, you go to work. You're actually doing culture.
例子就說，譬如說，當你去做工，你去做工，這種其實是一個文化。
Because what you're doing is bring benefit to society as a whole.
因為你所做的事是對這個社會有好處。
I know I'm digressing a bit, but I need to explain it because Ken was pointing that out to me, and he was right. He's pointing out, I got to explain it more because people won't understand that.
我們要去了解，因為我們很多，因為跟著我們所講的文化，是繼續這樣講，所以我們要明白什麼叫文化。
Ken's a healthcare worker.
我代表了，譬如說我是一個護士。
He does culture at work by helping people. He tries to make things life better for people.
好像我是一個護士，我的變成的文化就是說我去幫助其他人的健康。
You do likewise in some way. That's culture.
而你都是，其實你的工作都是差不多，都是裡面有你的文化。
Because God has called us to be His image bearers. We have been entrusted by God to rule, to shape the world He's made.
我們的文化就是說，我們是有著神的形象，就是我們的工作就是將這個世界變得更加好。
See, culture is not just limited to, you see a painting, right? You see all these colors, these paint colors, right? And you splat it on the paper. The painter tries to make beauty out of something. That's culture.
一文化就話好似代表咗一幅嘅畫係畫得係有意思係好靚嘅。
Music, for example. You got a bunch of random notes. Somebody's got to shape it. The notes are there. Somebody's got to shape those tones to make it beautiful.
即係好似話音樂咁樣，音樂入面有好多嘅唔同嘅音樂嘅樂子，但係就呢種文化就係話將唔同嘅樂子入面去就成一隻好美妙嘅歌曲，就好似頭先話講嘅畫畫咁樣，畫油畫係好普通，但係將個油畫能夠畫得好一幅好靚嘅油畫，呢一種係個文化。
Somebody had to design and make this. This is an MP3 recorder. You know, the recorder. You know, digital recorder. Somebody had to make this.
就好似這個機是我平時我們用來錄音的，有人是發明了這個錄音機。
So that, I mean, if you wanted to record something like this, I don't know if you wanted to record something like this, but somebody will benefit. Culture, that's making culture.
這就是說有人發明了這部機，用來是有用的去錄音，這種的用途，這種的用法，這是一個文化。
Okay, but here's the problem. Our cultural influences influence wrongly in many ways.
但很多時候就是說，我們生命當中的社會裏面當中不同的文化，影響我們有不同的 生命当中有不同影响。
And we're going to see in this tragic story, Jephthah loses his daughter because he's wrongly influenced by the society, the culture around him.
我哋就系睇话今日我所睇嘅耶弗他，佢就系点样嘅一个好悲惨嘅故事，就系话佢丧失咗佢个女。点解丧失佢个女？就因为佢当时佢所住佢所嘅地方嘅文化嘅影响，令到佢冇咗个女。
You know, some people try to, I guess, smooth over the interpretation, if you will. They think Jephthah didn't sacrifice his daughter in the interpretation of Judges 11. He did, though. And let me show you that that's the right understanding of this text. He did sacrifice his daughter.
当我睇呢个经文嘅时候，我哋好多时会睇究竟佢耶弗他有冇真系将佢个女献祭咧
？First of all, the noun that's used there, it's not in the neuter tense. Animal, it's neuter, right? It's not there in the text.
当我哋睇嘅时候，中文英文系有些少唔同。中文咧就已经好讲咗话系有个人会出嚟，但英文嚟睇嘅时候咧系可能系有佢系等紧一啲嘅嘢出嚟迎接佢。
And secondly, when somebody he's promised God, he's vowed to God, I'm going to make this sacrifice. Whoever comes through that door, and his daughter comes through the door, he's expecting some other person to come through the door, but his daughter comes through the door.
因为佢讲佢个应许就话，如果神你系应许我俾我打赢仗嘅时候，边一个行出嚟门口嘅时候迎接我，嗰个人就会系我就会将佢献祭。佢嗰阵时谂，未必系佢个女，可能系一个人，一个其他嘅人。
If it was an animal that he expected, then he'd say, "Oh, it's off. It's a human being came through the door. Right? Everything's off, God. Everything's off. The vow's off."
咁如果譬如话佢所谂嘅可能系，哦出嚟嗰阵时可能系一只动物嚟嘅，哦咁系一只动物嘅，咁我就唔需要去将佢嘅献祭。
As far as we know, historians tell us animals weren't inside the house back then. In Jesus' day, they were maybe. Not back in Jephthah's day.
但其实我哋一早就知就系话，其实唔会话有一只动物会出嚟迎接耶弗他，因为喺当时嘅时期咧，系唔会摆只动物喺个屋入边嘅。
God in Deuteronomy, I think it's 12, detests. He says, I detest human sacrifice. It says that Deuteronomy 12:31, I believe.
咁其实咧已经系喺入边圣经入面经文有讲过，就话喺生命记当中已经讲过，就话神系不喜欢用人去作献祭。
So why in the world Jephthah, deliverer, savior, military leader of Israel, why is he doing this?
所以就话耶弗他佢点解要去咁做，要将个女去献祭？
Well, you got to understand Jephthah's day. Jephthah lived in a day where people said, I know what's right. I will do what I think is right.
在耶弗他嗰阵时嘅时期咧，当时嘅社会系好混乱嘅，咁佢哋想做乜嘢就自己想做，就再去做噶啦。
And Jephthah's day was full of insecurities in life. It was like the Wild West. If you know American history, the Wild Wild West. What happened?
咁耶弗他当时佢所住嘅地方，佢所生活嘅地方就系话好似古时嘅西部咁样，系好混乱，好混乱，佢想点做就点做。
I don't know if TV.Rightly portrays the Wild West, but you've got these guys, you know, who are 45s, you know, going down and looking for a shootout, right? I don't know what you call that. What do you call that? you know, people getting shot left and right in the Wild Wild West.
咁當時耶弗他佢所嗰時嘅地方就係話，好似你試下思想下，就係話好似西部地方咁樣，一個西部牛仔嘅腰袋嗰度咧係有把槍嘅，係準備咧出去咧就周圍射人嘅諗住。
And so, in Jephthah's day, like I think in parts of the world today, the sacredness of human life deteriorated. Taking a human life didn't matter.
所以就喺耶弗他当时嘅时期时候，人嘅生命系唔乜重要，想杀人就杀人，嗰人死就嗰人死。
Society. Culture wrongly influenced someone like Jephthah.
所以当时嗰种嘅文化，人嘅生命系好唔系好贵重嘅时候，啊，嗰种嘅文化，嗰种嘅思想系好影响到耶弗他。
And so that is an extreme example, of course. But there are a lot of influences on us. It doesn't matter what culture you're from. That wrong influence us away from the living God.
无论系咩嘅时间、咩嘅文化当中，其实每一个文化当中都有唔同嘅影响喺我哋生命当中。
That kind of squeeze you into a mold that says God is irrelevant. Forget about God.
就话唔同嘅文化，一种唔同唔好嘅文化，就令我哋思想就话呢个神，你所信嘅神其实系唔好真实。
So Jephthah's vow is the climax of his story. If you're not familiar with his story,
所以如果就算你唔系好认识呢个嘅故事时候，耶弗他佢点样向神嘅应许系最重要。
And the contention, which is the theme weaved through all of his story, starts with the family.
所以话其实喺呢边入边故事入边嘅对质样嘢讲嘅时候，系好系圣经入边嘅最喺呢个故事当中系最嘅高潮。
So from the get go, Jephthah is experiencing strife. He's kicked out of his family. Verse 2 says that clearly.
啊，最开头嘅时候就喺第二节当中，其实睇到就话佢喺生命当中嘅不和，佢喺佢家庭入边，佢系其实俾人踢走嘅。
Verse 2 is saying his half brothers didn't want him to be part of the inheritance because Jephthah's mom was a prostitute.
好似入边讲就话第二节当中佢嘅哥哥佢哋咧就想赶佢走，点解咧？因为耶弗他系一个妓女所生嘅孩子。
So Jephthah fled to Syria.
所以耶弗他就去走咗，去去咗一个台伯地。
But Jephthah, even though he's been exiled, has leadership skills.
但虽然佢系被赶走，佢走咗之后，但其实佢耶弗他呢个人，佢本身系有一个好好嘅领袖嘅嘅态度。
But someone who has experienced strife, who has sort of been outcasted, who are the people he's going to attract?
但如果一个咁嘅人，佢系俾人赶走嘅。咁其實佢有乜嘢嘢生命當中係令到吸引人嘅咧
？Remember the context, the time is you do everything what's right in your own eyes.
記住就話喺當時嗰一刻，就嗰個社會入邊當中，啲人係中意做佢所做嘅嘢。
Jephthah's a gang leader. He's a gang. He's a bunch of hoodlums out for themselves. He's a leader, marauders.
其实耶弗他当时就系去到那个地方，就系佢成为咗呢一班嘅流民，呢一班嘅人嘅领袖。
Sacredness of human life deteriorated, disappearing。
啊，佢哋对人嘅生命嘅看法系好低。
Just like today, you know, gangs, they won't think twice shooting you. Some gangs.
就好似諗下而家，就算而家嘅時代，有啲嘅gangster， 有啲嘅暴力嘅人啊，佢哋都係會出去隨便嘅殺人。
Of course, again, getting back to the cultural influences today, maybe you're not influenced to join a gang.
啊，譬如話例子就話啊，咁唔係話我哋依個在座當中，我哋會同一啲嘅流民呢啲爛仔會一齊。
How about money? How's the influence of money? It doesn't matter what culture you're from. Money influences you.
但是无论在哪一种文化当中，譬如说金钱，金钱其实是一种文化，是影响到我们的生命。
How about your view towards sex? If you're from a postmodern American context,
或者话而家系后现代嘅时间，你点样去睇性呢一方面？呢一种嘅文化都能够影响到你而家嘅生命。
How about a traditional culture context? Family. Oh, I live for family. Family is supreme.
或者系你系当中系好着重一个传统文化，传统文化就话觉得哦，家庭系我生命当中最重要嘅。呢一种文化都可能影响到你。
Remember.The principle here, we think we aren't really influenced by the surroundings of culture and society, but we really are.
就是说这种文化我们生命当中不同的事的发生，这种文化是影响到我们现在的生命。
Let me quote Paul, Apostle Paul, but he puts it nicely, succinctly. He says, Romans 12, to don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
就是说，这个例子就是说，在罗马书的第十二章二节就是说，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化。
So what's Jephthah's problem? What's Jephthah's problem?
所以就话耶弗他佢究竟有咩问题呢？
He's not immersed in Holy Scripture. He doesn't really care about the things of God. He doesn't read and study the Bible.
耶弗他嘅问题就系话佢冇揸紧神呢一个嘅宗旨，佢冇揸紧神佢所相信嘅嘢。
And so things seep in.And he doesn't even know Deuteronomy 12:31. And you would think, you know, oh, he should know. God takes life seriously and sacredness of life. But then shouldn't the abortionists know that too today?
耶弗他就是他没有相信，或者他根本不认识当时他应该要相信神的宗旨。就是说他可能正是他不认识或者不知道关于生命记，不知道原来说生命在人当中是很重要，是不应该去轻取别人的生命。
So let's not get too hard on Jephthah, because today we got a lot of people who don't really take the sacredness of life too seriously either.
我们其实都好像不应该说很特别去批评耶弗他，因为就算在现今的时代，人对其他人的生命都可能看得是很低。
But let me get to something else that is even further deeper into this.
当我们再去看其他的东西，更加是要深入。
Because Jephthah is not just infected by the pagan moral code.
当时耶弗他不单只是被到当时的文化影响。
He's infected by his world's understanding, his pagan understanding of works righteousness.Works righteousness.
他更加的就是不单止说被当时文化影响，就是觉得究竟这个所谓的公义对他是什么影响。
His understanding of God's character is works righteousness.
他所相信的觉得就是说是要用行为当中去才能够得到这种的回报，这个公义。
That's how he thinks. That's the world influence. Because one, human sacrifice. That's going to appease God. I get God's favor. God owes me. I do that.
所以就他觉得就说人应该是需要用行为当中去得到神 的欢喜，就说好像我要需要去献祭得到这种的回报，那神就会帮助我。
And we fall into that trap too.
而我们自己都是有跌落这个陷阱。
Oh, God, I'll give you this part of my life.Then you owe me. That's works righteousness.
咩叫用行为当中去得到呢个公义？就系话神啊，我依一 part 嘅生命，我俾到你，嗱，我俾咗你啦，咁你欠我嘅，你就要帮助我。
But God says, I only want one human sacrifice, one.
但系神讲嘅话，我只要需要一种一个嘅献祭。
And what he means by that is Romans 12:1.
里面就是说他说什么意思，就是说罗马书第十二章一节。
Make yourself, Paul says, write to Christians, make yourself a living sacrifice, which is your reasonable service.
就是在罗马书第十二章一节讲到说，将身体献上当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的，你们要如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。
Your reasonable service to the Lord
是理所当然的，你是应该是成为神的一个仆人。
This sacrifice is God is Lord of my life. That's the sacrifice that Paul's talking about.
保罗所说的这个献祭是什么意思，就是说将我们自己的生命，我们应该是侍奉神。
It's not something that you earn favor to God for, a works righteousness type of understanding.
保罗所说的不是说我们要做些什么去赚一些 惹翻嚟，所以神咧就欠咗我哋嘅，所以神就要帮助我哋。
It's a response to saying, "Wow, God loves me, even me." Then I'm going to respond by saying, "Because you've given this to me freely, eternal life, I respond by giving you my life."
獻祭嘅意思即係話，其實話你就思想到神係俾咁我哋幾咁多，係幾咁好。所以我哋有一个嘅满足嘅心，我哋一个多谢嘅心去回报，呢一种嘅先系叫做献祭。
So Jephthah's thinking is like the world's thinking. Oh, I need to impress God. I need to control God. If I do X, Y, and Z, God owes me.
所以咧，耶弗他当时所讲就话啊，我一直要去控制呢个神，我要去赚取呢个神，我要做到呢个嘅A, B, C 甲乙丙啦，咁啊做咗啦，神咧就会喜悦我啦。
You see what Jephthah's problem is?
He's having
trouble understanding God's grace.
佢就係話佢唔能夠明白當時神嘅恩典。
And what a tragedy! He ends up losing his only child.
所以咧就係幾咁悲慘，佢嘅錯嘅誤嘅相信，令到佢失喪咗佢自己嘅兒女。
Because he's been influenced wrongly.By his culture and society.
佢就係被到當時嘅文化，被到佢當時佢自己嘅信咗錯嘅信，影響咗佢嘅生命。
That's why you and I need cultural renewal. That's why you and I need God's cultural renewal.
所以我哋每人，我哋需要神去重整我哋心中嘅文化。
Let me point out some of the dangers. Why that's so?
我用我去。提點咗有幾樣嘅危險，點解我需要咁做
？And let me put it in the context of a bicultural church.
譬如做個例子，一個教會入邊當中有兩種唔同嘅文化。
You know, two cultures. When two cultures come together, you're bound to have problems. You're bound to clash.
當兩種一個地方有兩種唔同文化嘅時候，你就係等待咗一定會有一啲嘅衝突發生。
Let me just give you a couple examples.Americans value efficiency, speed, and performing a task.
在美國文化當中就覺得就話速度成功係好重要，一定要做好做得快。
We're influenced by that because we work in America.
我哋自己當中係被到影響，點解？因為我哋就活在呢個美國嘅世界。
But if you talk to somebody who has more of a Chinese value system of that,
但如果你係同你係被到有呢個嘅中國嘅文化影響嘅時候。
They're thinking of saving face, maintaining personal relationships.
但是以中国人的文化就是说要给面大家有一个的和谐的关系 是更加重要。
There's a clash in cultures.
所以这种中国的或者跟这个美国的文化就有一个冲突了。
I'll just give you one more. Americans value the privacy of the nuclear family.
譬如说一个例子就是说美国人是很着重家庭里面当中的
But Chinese value more of a broader relationships of the extended family, the clan.
但是呢中国人的文化就很着重一个大家庭 的观念。
Again, there's a difference, there's a clash in cultures.
所以这种就是说这个就是另一个例子就是说中国和美国的文化的冲突的影响。
And the center of each culture is a worldview.
所以就说文化当中的中心点就是说一个世界的观。
And simply put, a worldview is what real people, like you and I, what is real to us? That's a worldview. What is real to you today? What is real to you?
世界觀就係話覺得喺而家嘅文化當中，乜嘢先係叫做喺我眼前係真實嘅？呢個就叫世界觀。
Westerners traditionally viewed humans as conquerors, exploiters of nature.
喺美國人嘅文化當中就係話，西方文化當中就係話覺得。人是勝過一個大自然勝天的
Right? You mine the coal. You dig up the land, you mine the coal, right?
譬如說我去開採這個的石礦
But traditional Chinese view is different.
但是傳統中國人的文化的觀念又不同
We're partners. We're linked to nature.
人是跟這個大自然是融合
I remember when growing up, I used this illustration before, you might have remembered. My mom had a Chinese painting in the living room.
咁我仲有个例子就係话我以前用过嘅就係话我媽媽有一个嘅画。
And if I'm recalling it right, the painting, which was kind of a long type of painting, had a lot of mountains and long rivers in it.
咁嗰幅畫咧，可能係一幅好大嘅一幅嘅山水畫。
A lot of Chinese characters I couldn't read either. It was on that painting.
啊，咁一幅嘅山水畫，通常有啲詩詩詩篇喺個畫上面。
And then you had to look carefully, really carefully, look up close. Then you see this small, tiny, minuscule boat in the river. It's so small, you can't even see it.
咁嗰幅畫就係話一幅大大嘅幅畫嘅山水畫，就係一個好細細地嘅一個船仔，就喺個河嗰度。
And if you get your magnifying glass out, you see somebody on the boat.
就畫一幅好大大嘅山水畫，一條好大嘅河，但係喺河上面一隻好細嘅船。你用一個放大鏡睇到喺船上面咧，有一個好細細嘅人。
You're just a small speck of human being, part of nature. That's the Chinese worldview.
依個就代表咗中國人嘅文化，就係話喺個大自然嘅當中，人就喺個大自然嘅當中係融合。
You compare that to an American painting, man. You got a big face, big man. You don't see any. Like if it's a portrait of Ken, it's right there, right before you. It's Ken, right?
就話喺美國西方文化嘅畫入面，就話。所以反而係覺得就係話一個佢畫一個好大好大嘅人點樣去喺後邊當中有一個好細細嘅一個自然嘅環境。
It's important to let God renew your culture. We all have cultures.
所以好重要嘅就係話我哋需要神去改變我哋所相信嘅文化。
Because the Bible clearly states in 2 Corinthians 5:17, 2 Corinthians 10:4, culture needs to be judged. Culture needs to be cleansed.Culture needs to be renewed.
所以就話喺聖經入邊嘅喺哥林多後書嘅五章，唔係第十章就講就話，我哋心中嘅文化，我哋所相信嘅文化，我哋需要去有呢個嘅更新，我哋需要嘅一個改變。
By the power of the gospel.
我點樣去改變咧？就係透過聖經，去透過神俾我哋嘅恩典。
Otherwise, tragedies like Jephthah's story happens.
如果你的生命当中这个文化没有被去更新的时候，耶弗他这个这么惨的悲惨的事可能都会发生在你的生命当中。
And then we get distorted and think life is something else than it actually is.
我们会想到就说我们生命是其实可能有更加我们更加要去相信的。
You know, Paul loved his own culture. Paul is a Jew. He loved his own people.
啊、保罗譬如个例子，保罗系自己一个犹太人，佢系好中意佢自己文化。
It's very apparent in Romans 3, Paul loved his people。
入边喺罗马书第三章讲就话，保罗佢好中意佢自己嘅族人。
But he has some harsh words for his people。
但系虽然佢咁中意佢自己嘅族人，但系佢所讲嘅说话都好批评当时嘅犹太人。
If you read Romans, it's very clear he's not.Uncritical of his culture, of his people.
所以当你去睇罗马书第三章嘅时候，你睇到就话阿保罗佢好即系好明显嘅去批评当时嘅人同埋当时嘅文化。
Because Paul's love is not blind.
因为保罗佢所嘅爱，保罗嘅爱唔系盲目嘅。
It's realistic for the sake of Jesus Christ.
保罗当时佢个爱系又充满着。
And if you're a Christian today, God calls you to renew your culture.
所以若然你今天早上你是相信主耶稣基督的，耶稣神都是叫你去重新你的文化。
For the sake of God's world, for the sake of your neighbor, because we live in a multicultural city. Your neighbor is different from you. The person sitting here is different from you.
因为我哋生命当中，我哋生命着唔同嘅文化，我哋坐喺侧边隔篱嘅人都系有唔同嘅文化，所以我哋人，我哋相信主嘅人，我哋需要去改变我哋心中嘅思想，我哋需要改变我哋心意更新而变化。
And Paul's called by God to bring about an obedience of faith to the nations.
所以我哋需要去跟从主。
So Paul is cross-cultural.
所以睇到就話保羅佢點樣去跨越呢個唔同嘅文化。
He has a big heart for his people, but he has a big heart for foreigners.
佢自己當中佢自己好愛佢自己嘅族人猶太人，亦都係好愛出邊嘅唔同嘅種族嘅人。
And why is that?
點解
？Because Paul claims his citizenship is not in Judea, it's not in Rome, it's in the kingdom of God.
因为保罗佢相信嘅，佢个人系唔系只系属于罗马，唔系只系属于犹大，佢个人系属于神嘅国。
Because Paul's identity, what completes Paul, is far greater than his Jewish heritage.
因为保罗佢知道话佢自己嘅身份系多过。他所有猶大人傳下來的文化。
What completes Paul's identity is far better than his Greco-Roman society.
他所有的知道他所相信的是多過猶太人的文化。
It's his citizenship with Jesus. His citizenship in heaven. His citizenship in the city of God.
他所知道相信就是他的身份是屬於神，他屬於神的天國的人。
We've seen a little bit of Jephthah today. And what an unlikely deliverer, an unlikely savior. Once again, we've seen if you've been with us through the months, a stream of these deliverers, these military leaders of Israel.
我就係話過去嗰星期都睇到就話寫士詩記當中睇到就話神點樣去拯救人。
Jephthah's involved in organized crime. He was involved. He's an underground boss.
耶弗他佢係一個當時流民當中嘅領袖。
Yet God raises him up and delivers God's people, Israel.
但係神亦都係揀選咗佢，去揀選咗佢幫助當時嘅以色列人得到拯救。
Again, adding to the list of these unexpected types of people that God uses.
所以就更加睇到就話。当我们从来都不会想到这种这样的人神会揀选的，神就是揀了这些人去帮助拯救。
Ehud is handicapped. Deborah is a woman in society that didn't respect women.
就说他的例子就说圣经里面有一个的以弗都是一个是残族残废的、底波拉是一个女人，神都是揀选了他们的人。
Gideon is at the bottom of his class. Gideon is a member of a poor family.
基甸他是在他的族人当中是很低俗的，他是在一个贫穷的家出身。
And poor Jephthah, despised, rejected by his family, by tribes of Israel, by everyone.
而神都是拣选了一个耶弗他，他是被他家族他都不要的人，神就要去帮助。
Doesn't that remind you of someone?
你有没有再听了之后，咪令到你去想起一个人？
Who else? Who else was despised, rejected by all?
边一个亦都系好似咁样，人好多人都唔要佢嘅，要离弃佢嘅，系就系佢去帮助我哋。
So much greater than Jephthah. He was not a hoodlum. He was perfect.
这个人就更加去伟大，是更加的完美，是大过耶弗他。这个位是哪一位？
Yet everyone turned away from him.
人都是离弃他，究竟这个位是哪一位？
Of course, Jephthah points to the Christ, Jesus.
就是指向了耶稣基督。
A far greater deliverer, a far better deliverer.
耶稣基督就是一个更加好，更加伟大
的拯救。The Savior of the world.
就是这个世界的拯救者。
Won't you come? Come and look. Come and see. Renew your culture.
所以希望大家都能够去改变我自己的心态，改变我自己心中的文化。